of the day for Daniels. Gets the first down against Dixie. First and 10, and put it at the 17-yard line, 12-yard gain. First and 10 at the Dixie College 17-yard line. 10:35 left in the ball game. Osberg right, Jackson left. No, within striking distance. Dixie's defense being challenged more than they had at all at any time today. Pitano fakes the handoff, has plenty of time, steps up, throws over the middle, intended for Osberg. Is it complete? Yes, Osberg tug it away from Rick Wilson. Touchdown, Snow College. Osberg and Wilson both grabbed onto it. Osberg with two hands and Wilson with one, and Wilson had to hang on. Could not get the football away from Osberg. Wilson gave it a shot. Pitano to Osberg for the touchdown with 10:13 left in the game, and there is enough time. Make it 20-11, and Snow College gets their first touchdown of the day. To do the kicking for the first time today is Jorge Riveros. Jorge Riveros, or George, if you want to anglicize it, to go for the point after. The kick is up. Is it good? It is good. Make it 20-12. Dixie out in front of Snow. 10:13 left, back in 60.
They've got a whole world waiting for you at Tri-State Office Supply in St. George. New quality merchandise guarantees you the best service, products, and, of course, the most pleasant atmosphere. From paperclips to pencils, from typewriters to calculators and stereos to greeting cards, Tri-State Office Supply at 36 East Tabernacle truly does have a world waiting for you. Capco Petroleum in Cedar City joins with the St. George Hilton Arco and convenience store. Possible. Capco. Take great pride in our team and are pleased to help bring these weeks away as Dixie College goes all out for football. Here's hoping you season of Dixie College football.
We discovered that the number three is not Riveros, but Gary Goodwin. Change of names. The kick by Chitty is into and out of the end zone, so a touchback. Dixie will take over. 20-12. As Dixie has now a slender 8-point lead, and that touchdown in the third quarter now becomes oh so important. 10:13 left in the game. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. 8-point lead by Dixie. Snow could have gambled, did not, for a 2-point conversion. Instead, get him as you can. First down and 10 at the 20 for Dixie College. Johnson and Fowler, the backfield, in motion, Lacey, right to left, and the Snow College defense getting a little more impetus. The pass knocked up into the air, incomplete. With a big hand of number 96, Kevin Kilburn in there. Kilburn deflected the pass up into the air. Incomplete. And had a shot at it. Make it second down and 10. Dixie had an open receiver, but they got to get it over the lineman before you get it out there to the receiver. 10:09 left in a ball game. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 20. Wide right is Savage. Wide to the left is Lacey. Running backs Fowler and Johnson. Behind quarterback Reed. Second down. 10 yards to go. Handoff goes to Michon Johnson. Johnson gets a couple of yards. And then is brought down by Alema Tail. A gain of how many? Two. They'll mark it as a 2-yard gain. Make it third down and 8 yards to go. Tao on the tackle. Michon Johnson with the carry that time. And now 9:40 left in the ballgame. It may be a case of Dixie trying to hang on. Dixie's offense needing to generate one more good long drive. Split the running backs behind Todd Reeves. Fake the blitz. Reeves under pressure steps up. Flag on the play. Pass is short. Incomplete. But the flag goes to see if it's going to go against Dixie or against Snow. Usually at that point you're talking against Dixie. The flag was thrown. Apparently a hold against Dixie. It'll either be third down and eight or second down and very long yardage. Question is, they get fourth down and eight. Incompleted pass, fourth and eight. Dixie calls up the football at the Dixie 22. 9:23 left in the game, and the punt now will become important. Walt Kreiner, the snow coach, signaling to his defense. Back deep to do the punting will be Capele, John Capele. Wachowski on the far side will be one of the receivers. Let's check the man on the other side. Capele has the pass partially deflected and will go upfield and will get a Dixie bounce anyway. Snow College falls on it at the 50-yard line. The punt was partially deflected but still away. Capele didn't get the lift that he'd hoped for. Make it first down and 10 for Snow College and put it at the 50-yard line. And suddenly Snow has come alive with 9:14 left in a game. Dixie, with some key penalties against them that cost them possession three times in the first half, and made a big difference in what Dixie could have done on offense. Now, Snow College, down by 8 points, and trying to loosen up the Dixie defense. Eric Pizzotto, the quarterback, the relief quarterback today. In motion, Osberg. Left to right, Osberg with a touchdown and reception. The down and out pattern goes to Jackson. Jackson slips and goes down at the 47-yard line and comes up. Okay, looked like he was going to come up limping. Jackson historically has taken that short pass and then curled around, turned upfield, just get the short pass to him and let him run. Make a second down, 7 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 47-yard line. 8:46 left in the ball game, and Dixie's defense being called upon once again. Wide left, Tsushima. Wide right is Jackson. And quarterback Pizzotto. Dixie taking the blitz, the draw fake, the draw play. Pizzotto rolls to the right, has some time, throws the pass, incomplete, intended for Jackson. Preston Daggins there, Rick Wilson there, and the pass was underthrown. Make it third down and 7 and put it at the Dixie 47-yard line. Jackson, with only his third reception earlier, is still a threat for the breakaway. And with Jackson's explosiveness, you have to look for the possibility of a quick score for Snow College, no matter what. Dixie with a 20-12 lead. A third quarter touchdown. Oh, so important right now. And maybe the missed point after will become more important. Pizzotto looks across the defense. Two receivers to the short side, to the left side. Jackson, little movement along the line. Came back to a set position, apparently. Under pressure, Pizzotto. Flag on the play. Pizzotto throwing deep to Osberg. Touchdown, F. The flag is back upfield. Pizzotto scrambled and hit Osberg for the touchdown, but now the officials have to talk. And we may have a flag coming up against Snow College. Another flag against Snow. Apparently two of them. The first flag, Hugh Alexander screaming at the official. And we may have two of them. And now Dixie gets the benefit of a penalty. So the touchdown pass is Pizzotto scrambled and found Osberg. Walt Kreiner screaming at Alexander. 15-yard penalty. Brings the touchdown back. Then the 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty marched off also. So suddenly some critical penalties. The 15-yard penalty takes it back from the point of the penalty back to the Snow 36-yard line, then take it back to the 21-yard line. So two big penalties take away the touchdown and bring it back to the Snow College 21-yard line. Third down. Need to get to the 40-yard line of Dixie to get the first down. So you're talking 10, 20, 30, 39 yards. Third and 39 coming up. As with 8:18 left in the ballgame. And Snow College showing the explosiveness that they've had all year. Here comes Daggins putting the pressure on Potato, running. Potato trying to throw the pass, throws the pass, complete to Barlin. No, drop. Barlin tried to come back and get the pass, and he dropped it. Incomplete pass. Wildman was there. And let's see if there's a flag against Dixie. Potato, as he threw the pass, skipped it into the arms of Barlin. Barlin couldn't come up with it. Wildman diving at Barlin. No arguing there might have been a steering call against Wildman, but no way. As Wildman was trying to go after the football. Fourth down. 39 yards to go on the incompleted pass, and Dixie has dodged another bullet. 7:52 left in the game, and there's a flag upfield. Is that going to be against Snow College? Apparently, it's going to be against Dixie. A 15-yard penalty, and what that's about may be an unsportsmanlike conduct call. Nope. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Dixie. 15-yard penalty. Apparently, something said. Make it fourth down and 24 yards to go, and put it at the Snow 36-yard line. Gallegos to do the kicking. Dixie has 7 minutes and 52 seconds to nurse off that clock. Three receivers back deep. Leon Austin on the far side. Leo Austin on the near side, divided by Mike Bush in the middle. The kick by Gallegos. High. Coming down to Leon Austin. Fumbled by Austin. Picked up by Snow College, it looks like. Yes, it is. Through the arms of Austin. The punt. Leon Austin had it go through his arms as Austin was looking into the sun. Recovered by Snow, make it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie College 40, where the first down would have been anyway. And this is turning into a wild one. With 7:43 left in a ball game, Snow College has found a secret against the Dixie defense, apparently. As they've been able to pass, and the explosiveness of the Snow offense starting to show, Dixie's defense called upon again. Fake the draw play. Potato steps up, will be sacked. Potato, under pressure, couldn't get away. Steve Sutton on the tackle. Also in there, Potato getting up slowly, but so is Sutton. Put it back at the 43-yard line. A loss of three on the play. Make it second and 13. And put it at the Dixie 43. 7-12 left in the ballgame. Dixie in front, 20-12. Snow College waited till the fourth quarter to get their first touchdown of the day. Wide receivers on each side. Jackson on the near side, and that's the man to watch out for. Back to pass, Potato. Potato being chased, has plenty of time, throwing over the middle. The pass is received, or is it intercepted? It's received, Osberg. As three Dixie defenders went up with Osberg, and Osberg with the strong hands took it away from Mark Brown. Osberg, the receiver, first down and goal. And suddenly this homecoming crowd is alive. First and goal at the 7-yard line. Mark Brown has his hands on the football, and Osberg will not let go. And as they come down, Osberg and Brown keep the football together, but Osberg gets the reception. Wide receiver right, Tsushima. Double tight end situation. Tsushima in motion. Fumble. Potato recovers, and there's a flag on the play on the far side. Dixie right there trying to get the football. Teddy Newman, right, correction, Dave White right there. Let's see if the penalty is against Dixie. motion call against Snow College. He wants second down after the fumble. Second and goal, or third and goal, or first and goal, and a little more distance. Decline. So the fumble will stand. Loss of a yard. Make it second and goal. Put it at the Dixie 8-yard line. Snow College trailing by 8 points. 6:20 left in a ball game. Crucial fumble by Leon Austin as Dixie could have had the football. And the football went through the arms of Leon Austin. Leon, who has been a hero so many times this year. Snow College threatening. Snow with one victory over Dixie earlier this year. Hurtado, the quarterback. I formation on the running back. Wide receiver right. In motion comes Tsushima. Hurtado pitches back to Nicholson. Nicholson all the way for the touchdown. .52 left in the game. Now do you look for the two-point conversion or do you look for the one-pointer? The touchdown. Suddenly it's 20-18 with 5:52 left in the game, and there is enough time, and definitely the momentum has shifted. Does Dixie go for two? Or does Snow go for two and get the tie? And then does it come down to a field goal kicking contest? The difference was the kicking before in St. George. Right now, that missed point after, only the second one this year that's been missed by Dixie kickers, becomes ever so big. Now to go for the two-point conversion. Trailing 20-18, fake the handoff. Hurtado to put the ball in the air. Hurtado throws the pass over the middle. Incomplete. Dixie keeps the lead 20-18 with 5:52 left in the game. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
Wilson here.
This is Mr. Carmichael. Do you have a lawyer?
Why? Now, if Mr. Wilson had sold his home through ERA Real Estate, Mr. Carmichael would be calling us instead of him, because ERA offers the buyer protection plan that protects the buyer for all sorts of things that can and do go wrong with a house. And this year, the ERA buyer protection plan will pay out over $3 million in claims for... Oh, no. Now, what the heck is that?
See, ERA Brokers Consolidated in St. George.
With a couple of minutes left in the game in Provo, BYU leads 42-9 over Texas El Paso. Nicholson, who suffered from a deep thigh bruise early, is being helped to the sidelines, apparently injured, and there is a penalty. Nope. Put it back at the 40-yard line to kick. Chitty to do the kicking, and you have to look for the onside kick. Nicholson, who got that last touchdown, being helped to the sidelines, being carried in that thigh bruise, apparently has come back. 5:52 left in the ball game, and Dixie, 20-18. The missed point after may become doubly tough, doubly important, because of a field goal possibility. No, Chitty will kick it off. Picked up by Leo Austin at the 10-yard line. Leo looking for help at the 20, at the 25. Leo Austin on his feet at the 27. Rolled down at the 27-yard line. Snow going after the football. Could not come up with it. First down and 10. Snow not going for the onside kick after all. First down and 10. They're going to mark it at the 28 for Dixie. So the fumble on the kick, on the punt, is converted into a touchdown by Snow College, 20-18. Wide receiver right is Lamoureux. Wide to the left is Lazy. Fowler and Johnson, the running backs. And do you look for the run? Run some time off the clock. Handoff goes to Fowler. It will become critical across the 30-yard line. Down near the 32-yard line. Clock running. Dixie. Make it second down. And about 6 yards to go. And put it at the Dixie 32-yard line. Second down and six. At the Dixie 32. Clock running, 5 minutes, 10 seconds left in the ballgame. Dixie leading 20-18. Snow College, 2 touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. Hand off again to Fowler. Fowler gets to the 35. Intermediate yardage again. And Snow College putting the pressure on Dixie. The run by Fowler gets it to the 35. Make it third down, 3 yards to go. Dixie has led throughout this ball game. But Snow College is making the run back. Third and three. Just across the 35-yard line. With the running back in motion, Lacy. Todd Reeves, the quarterback. Snow College has been tough on the pass defense the second half. Reeves steps up, looks for help. Reeves will have the first down at the 40, at the 45. Reeves tucks the football under his ribs and takes it down to the 47-yard line. Todd Reeves looking for help, making first down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 47-yard line. Big, big first down. 4:13 left in the ball game, and Dixie has the football. Savage comes in. Reeves, the quarterback. Wide to the right, Lacy. Wide to the left is Savage with the running backs again. Reeves gets the first down. Clock running. Pitch goes to Rick Fowler. Fowler sweeps to the left. Fowler gets away at the 50-yard line. Close to a first down. Pushed out of bounds in Snow territory. Pushed into the Dixie College bench. There on the pressure was Holloway, and enough for the first down. Clock apparently stopped with 3:47 left in the game. Put it just inside the Snow 40-yard line. Fowler almost upended in his own backfield. Swept to the left, first down and 10, and put it at the Snow 40. Correction, put it at the Snow 39. Dixie with 3:47 left in a ball game. Trying to push Snow deep in their own territory. And if possible, get another score. Reeves back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Reeves throws the pass. And can it upfield? Will it be intentional grounding? Now the flag. The official upfield was Richard Lamoureux. The pass was thrown way short, but it was online to Lamoureux. And now the argument, will it be intentional grounding or will it be roughing the passer? Which way does it go? The official, a late flag, and it may be against Dixie. Apparently, intentional grounding against Dixie, and the penalty will go the other way. Penalties playing a key role in this ball game. March it from the 39, and I don't figure this one out. 18-yard penalty. Figure it out. Put it back to the 43-yard line. How in the world that is figured, I'm not sure. The penalty puts it back, loss of down, and put it at the Dixie 43-yard line. The handoff goes to Mashawn Johnson at the 50-yard line. Fumble. No. Recovers at the 44-yard line. Mashawn Johnson divided away from the football with 3:35 left. Second down. Put it at the Dixie 40 or at the Snow 43-yard line. With 3:35 left in the game. The fumble. Put it at the Snow 43-yard line. First down and 10. And Snow College, with a chance to look for a field goal, a chance to get the touchdown. 3 minutes and 35 seconds left in the game. And Dixie trying to dodge some bullets now. In motion, Osberg left to right. Pitch goes out to number 44, Witkowski. Plenty of running room. Witkowski has to beat Darren Lambert. Pushed out of bounds. First down in Dixie territory. And Dixie being eaten up right now by the Snow offense. The pitch to Witkowski. Make it first down and 10. put it inside the Dixie 40, down to the Dixie 39-yard line. Big run on the sweep to the left by Witkowski. 3:29 left in the game, and Witkowski went out of bounds to stop the clock. Noble Jackson to the right, into the lineup for the first time, David Taiuli. Wide receivers on each side. Furtado is suddenly engineered a drive here in the second half. Fake the handoff. Furtado rolling to the right, under pressure. Cafusi with the tackle. Steve Cafusi back across midfield at the Snow College 48-yard line.
What did they call,
Jake? And did they call a penalty? Apparently, there is a penalty, maybe a face mask against Cafusi. There is a flag on the play. Furtado was stopped. Face mask against Dixie. Cafusi had Furtado. They called a face mask. Is it inadvertent or not? March off the penalty. March it back to whatever, to the 46-yard line of Dixie. So the sack was there, and the penalty against Dixie. And to be honest with you, it's a little tough to follow the officials today. A lot of flags. They get first down and 10. Yard line, 20-18. Dixie out in front of Snow. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be right back.
Do you need a bag? You ought to already have one. You didn't let me finish. Do you need a bag of cement? Or two? Or three? Well, go see Charlie Randall at Randall, 91 North Red Rock Road in the Industrial. Utah, Nevada, Arizona, California, and Idaho. Call 673-6175. Open Saturday.
15 seconds left in the ball game. Snow College and Dixie College. 20-18. Dixie out in front of Snow. Dixie has led throughout from the time they've picked up the first score of the ball game. Snow College has dominated the fourth quarter after being dominated for three quarters. And Snow College, with the heroics of Eric Furtado, and not Noble Jackson, but Bob Osberg, making the difference. Maybe enough time for one more play, and then a field goal attempt. Furtado, wide to the right is Jackson. In motion, left to right, Osberg. Pitch back goes to Witkowski. Down the sideline, Witkowski pushed out of bounds by Leon Austin. So Witkowski, inside the 35, down near the 32-yard line of Dixie. Make it third down and about 13 yards to go. 11 seconds left. Snow has a couple of more shots at it. 11 seconds left, 20-18. Snow may be going to the field goal to win it all. Or one more shot at the touchdown. One more shot for Furtado. Dixie's defense being sorely tested. 20-18. Dixie has not given up more than 21 points in any game this year. Back to pass. Furtado under pressure, throwing the pass down and out. Overshoots his man. Intended for Osberg. Then you look for flags. Any flags? No flags. Fourth down coming up. 6 seconds left. And Chitty will have one more shot. This is make or break. Fourth down and 13. At the Dixie 32-yard line. Chitty to shape up at the 38-yard line. Has been plenty long. 6 seconds left in a ball game. The clock will probably run out. Timeout called. I'm not sure by Dixie or by Snow. 6 seconds left in the game. We'll keep it right here. As Dixie and Snow have battled. And talk about a typical Dixie Snow heart stopper. This has been it. In St. George, Snow wins by 2, 19-17. The missed field goal cost Dixie. Dixie's missed 3 field goals today, plus 1 point after. A case now that missed point after on the touchdown in the third quarter, the difference between what could be a tie or a win. Greg Croshaw talking to the official. This has been a penalty-filled game. After every play, after every big game, you look for flags. There have been a lot of them. From the 38-yard line, a 48-yard attempt. Chitty puts it up, and it's going to go wide right. Dixie, with 1 second left, takes over. And Dixie is ecstatic. Chitty missed way wide right. Chitty getting some condolences from his teammates. 1 second left. Chitty misses the 48-yard field goal. Dixie has 1 second to knock off that clock. We'll take over first down and 10 at the Dixie 32-yard line. And I believe Snow may have conceded the final second. We'll wait and see. Walt Kreiner walking across the way to shake hands with Bill Jacobson. And the final second ticks off the clock. Dixie takes over on the missed field goal. That's the end of the ball game. Dixie dodges the bullet and comes up with a 20-18 victory. Stay tuned. We'll take a 90-second break and recap this wild one. Final score, Dixie 20. Snow 18.
All your back to school needs, remember your kind of store. Tri-State Office Supply in St. George. Tri-State Office Supply is mindful of all your back to school needs. They not only have the necessity items, but they have a great selection of every item. Perhaps it's a size or a color you're concerned about. Tri-State has all kinds and colors of binders, loose leaves, vinyl report covers, pens, pencils, erasers, and different models and sizes of calculators to figure out those hard math problems. Tri-State Office Supply, your back to school headquarters at 36 Tabernacle in St. George.
Capco Petroleum in Cedar City, along with the Stop and Shop at 800 East St. George Boulevard, supports football and Dixie College. They wish them the very best in this sport, and they take great pleasure in helping to bring the game broadcast to you for your enjoyment. That's Capco Petroleum in Cedar City, in conjunction with the Stop and Shop in St. George, hoping you enjoy Dixie College football this season.
The facts speak for themselves. That's why ERA Brokers Consolidated says when you want results, see the agency that gets results. ERA Brokers has more listings, shows more homes, and sells more homes. They're trained in appraisal, bank financing, and most important, in human relations. They care. These are the facts that help make for results in real estate. When you plan to buy or sell, remember this number, 628-1606, ERA Brokers Consolidated.
Back in Ephraim, the fans got their money's worth and then some. They got their money's worth and then some today. 20-18, Dixie dominating, save for some penalties throughout the first three quarters. Penalties played a much bigger role in this ball game than originally expected, as it cost Dixie 3 possessions in the first half and cost Snow College a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Snow College trailing 20-5 going into the fourth quarter suddenly found the key to the Dixie defense and put 2 touchdowns on the board and almost had a third. A strange, tough, wild ball game. By the way, we have some other finals. We mentioned earlier that BYU defeated Texas El Paso 42-9. Idaho State came from behind to defeat Weber State 26-22. And Southern Utah State College defeated Colorado Mines 22-10 this afternoon. And so there we have some other big scores. But here it's 20-18. Snow wins by 2 in St. George. Dixie wins by 2 in Ephraim. Things began as what looked to be somewhat of a normal game until a pass by quarterback Steve Cervino was picked off by Leon Austin with 9:57 left in the first quarter. Austin brought it back to the Snow 35-yard line where Dixie took over. From the 35-yard line, Dixie finished a big pass play from the 20-yard pass play from Rick Fowler to Mashawn Johnson. Took it down to a first and goal situation at the Snow College 1-yard line. Then the leap into the end zone by Fowler, and the point after was good by Moody. Snow took a drive, put a drive together coming right back. Twice, Dixie had intercepted the pass. Once by Wilson, once by Mark Brown, and had it given right back to Snow College because of penalties. The Dixie defense was able to hang on and keep Snow to just a 49-yard field goal by Leonard Chitty. That made it 7-3. The Chitty field goal attempts became critical later in the ball game, as twice late in the ball game, long attempts, Chitty misses first wide to the left and then very wide to the right as he goes for the victory in the closing seconds of the game. But anyway, Dixie came right back. After the field goal, began at their own 20-yard line and finished with a 22-yard pass from Todd Reeves to Darrell Lacey with 1:02 left in the first quarter. Point after was good by Moody. That made it 14-3. Then the safety, a snap over the head of the Dixie punter, John Capele. Capele, rather than to allow Snow the touchdown, kicked it through the end zone to make it 14-5. That's the way the first half ended, in spite of some missed field goal attempts. Then, into the third quarter, Dixie put together a drive following a punt, took it at the Snow 47-yard line with 5:44 left, and then with 3:59 left in the third quarter, Mashawn Johnson got a pass, 32-yard touchdown pass from Todd Reeves, 3:59 left in the game, to make it 20-5. The point after was missed by Moody, and that became critical. Snow College came right back. Steve Cervino had a pass interception, had a pass intercepted by Dennis Wildman. And then Paul Moody missed the field goal with 2:14 left in the third quarter. That could have given Dixie a lead. Then Dixie, with a chance to break the game wide open, had some penalty problems again, forced to cough up the football at the end of the fourth quarter. And then suddenly Snow used some fourth quarter heroics as they began at their own 37-yard line, finished with a 17-yard touchdown pass from Eric Putato to Bob Ostberg, and the point after was good by Goodwin to make it 20-12. After the punt was forced, Snow took over at midfield with 9:14 left in a ball game and had a touchdown called back as Potato found Ostberg in the end zone. The 15-yard penalty against Snow brought the touchdown back. Another 15-yard penalty on an unsportsmanlike conduct call brought back or made it even deeper in Snow territory and made it third down and 39 at the Snow 21-yard line. Big break for Dixie as Picado had hit Ostberg for what looked to be the touchdown, but the touchdown was not there. Then the punt, as looking into the sun, Leon Austin tried to field the punt, went right through his arms and right into the hands of Snow College. And so instead of a 4th-and-24 punting situation, suddenly Snow College has it 1st-and-10 at the Dixie 40-yard line with 7:43 left in the game. Potato was sacked back at the 43, then hit the pass to Ostberg down at the 7-yard line, and it was a case of Ostberg and Mark Brown both grabbing onto the football. Both of them went to the turf, and Ostberg's strong hands kept the football in his possession. As they both went to the turf, the offense got the football, 1st and goal at the 7. A fumble made it 2nd and goal at the 8, and then Trey Nicholson went uncontested into the end zone with 5:52 left. The attempt for the two-point conversion to go for the tie was missed, and that's the way it was, 20-18. Dixie came back with a fumble by Mashawn Johnson, as it looked like Dixie was going to be able to get some headway. At the 43-yard line, Johnson took off, had the football in good position, fumbled the football with 3:35 left. Snow took over, began at their own 43-yard line. The run by Witkowski took it down to the 38-yard line, then the sack and a penalty against Dixie. Somehow it ended up at the Dixie 46-yard line. The run by Nicholson took it down to the Dixie 35-yard line, two incompleted passes, and then the attempt at the 53-yard field goal with a minute 57 left by Chitty could have given the lead, went wide to the left. Dixie takes over first and 10 at the 35-yard line. And then the big run by Michon Johnson from the 35 to the Snow 33-yard line and almost broke it for the touchdown. With a minute 46, Dixie has it first and 10 at the Snow 33. Johnson takes it to the 32, then to the 28, then the incompleted pass, then the pass on a fourth and 5 situation, a gamble to try to keep the football, keep Snow deep in their own territory. Reeves hits Johnson. Johnson's hit by the defender, and Snow takes over on their own 26 with 44 seconds left. Furtado, scrambling, finds Ostberg upfield as Leon Austin, thinking of going for the interception at first, then thinking the football was going to go long, step back possibly to get the interception. Ostberg got the pass instead. First and 10 at the Dixie 29-yard line. A sack by Furtado put it back to the 35. Then Witkowski took it down to the 32. The incompleted pass made it 4th and 13 at the Dixie 32-yard line. And then the 48-yard field goal attempt with 6 seconds left goes wide to the right and misses wildly. And Leonard Chitty suddenly from hero turns into the goat. Final score 20-18. Coach Greg Croshaw, has the butterfly settled yet?
No, I probably won't be over this one until about February, but it's awfully good. You know, we've been in a couple of 3 real close ball games and have come up on the short end, and it sure is a nice feeling to play in one and win it. And I thought the kids really showed a lot of grit and determination, and even though things sometimes didn't look like they were going for us, we hung in there, and when it counted, we were able to make some big plays.
The kicking game almost cost Dixon.
Well, I think, you know, on both sides, it was pretty poor, the kicking game. We had some horrendous punts that weren't very good. We missed, you know, another field goal or two that were very makeable. And, of course, whenever you're kicking them from 48 to 52 yards, those aren't exactly gimmies. And you know, they missed some that could have won the ball game. You know, the sad part of the whole thing was that call that nobody knew whether our kick was good on that extra point, and waited, and then somebody just guessed. You know, that would have been sad if that would have been the determining factor, because we felt like it was a good kick, and I really don't think there was any question, but I think they missed the call there.
Flags became a very important part of this. 3 times in the first half, Dixie loses possession that they've received because of flags. Snow has a touchdown called back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought it was not the best on either side. We're here to play a football game, not to watch penalties being marked off, and like I said, I think it was not unfair on either side, but I was really disappointed in that job. I don't know what the yards or the total is, but it was horrendous. And that wasn't that shoddy a played game to have that many flags. And everybody gets frustrated, and then it gets totally out of hand. And it was too bad, because a key game, a big rivalry like this, I think it would have been a lot better to see the teams play football.
Some strange calls, some strange understanding of calls. Marking off placement of football. Sometimes the football would be a yard upfield, sometimes 2 yards back downfield. Strange marking of penalties. We saw a lot of that today.
Yeah, not knowing what they're doing. I mean, dead ball fouls a couple times. We had to yell and get them finally straightened out. And it just, it really was unfortunate, because when kids work this hard to play the game and practice on both sides, it's, you know, you should let the kids play and you know, unless it's way out of hand, and then frustration starts and it gets totally out of hand. I think it can go both ways. You know, they can let it get out of hand if there's cheap shots and things going on. But I felt like it was a cleanly played ball game, and both teams were trying hard, and there were just way too many flags.
A case of only 3 receptions by Noble Jackson today. You shut him down, but suddenly Ostberg comes out of nowhere and becomes superhero.
Yeah, and you know, and it wasn't that we were beat. I look down there, we're running some double coverage on both wide receivers, and the 2 big passes in the fourth quarter, we had 2 or 3 people on the ball, and the quarterback scrambled around. He really throws up a prayer, but he came down, you know, it was like watching BYU a couple of years ago. Every time he'd throw it, he'd come down with it, that takes great concentration. And, you know, the hard part is you're trying not to commit a pass interference call. And I'm not sure what happens there, but he made some great catches. It wasn't like they were wide open and he was throwing the ball in there. There were a couple of prayers thrown up there, and they were answered for them. And then we were able to hold and get them to miss the field goal.
Strong hands to be able to take it away from the defenders twice. Once for a touchdown, once for a first down.
Yeah, you know, he deserves a lot of credit. That takes great concentration and determination on his part. And he seemed to be a pretty tall kid. I don't know how tall he was, but he was a little over our defensive backs, and he was coming down with it, even though we had one or two or three people there with him every time. And like I say, it was, you know, it's not, you throw that prayer up there, and you think you're going to get some people over there, and then to see him come down with it, that's a great effort on his part.
Seems like after every big play, everyone was looking for flags to see where they were going. Was that the same situation along the sideline?
Well, you just didn't know what was going to happen. You know, there early in the ballgame, I think we had a chance maybe to blow the thing open, and you make two interceptions and get back-to-back. You know, I really don't understand. But, you know, it's like I told them at halftime. I understand that you know, we're not Lily White, but the reason you're here is
and Murray trying to balance out on the right side over here. Well, I see. We're ready to get underway. Snow College will be keying it up to begin the second half of action. And Dixie will be receiving. Apparently, the choice was on which end of the field to begin the football game. And hence, the choice goes the other way this time. Dixie will receive once again. As Snow College to do the booting, Leonard Chitty, who with his field goals was the difference in a 19-17 victory by Snow in St. George, young man from Riverton, Utah, strong leg, has hit one out of three field goals today, and that has been the offense for Snow College. The other 2 points on the safety after the snap over the head of the Dixie receiver. Back deep to receive the Austin twins. Leo on the far side, Leon on the near side. And the kick by Chitty will scramble down into and out of the end zone. It's a whirling kick. Sideways kick almost, going spinning down into the end zone and out of the end zone. So Dixie will begin first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. First and 10 at the 20, 14-5. Halftime score and Dixie out in front. Dixie scoring both times in the first quarter, and that's the way the touchdowns came against Snow in St. George. Both touchdowns coming in the first quarter. Wide receivers on each side, Todd Reeves, the quarterback. With the injured left hand, still going all the way. Handoff goes to Michon Johnson, stopped at the line of scrimmage, muscles his way forward, gets a couple of yards on the play as Snow College hit him and continued to hit him, but Johnson kept going after Snow's defense. Cleve Markman leading the way on the tackle. Make it a second down situation. Second down and about 8.5 yards to go. Put it just short of the Dixie 22-yard line. Long yardage to go. Savage now, the wide receiver to the left side. Handoff goes to Rick Fowler. Fowler breaks through, slips and goes down. Almost had the first down, had plenty of room. But as he went through the line of scrimmage, stumbled a little bit, was tripped up there with the right paw to trip him up was Rob Cormier. Fowler played well. Will come limping to the sidelines. May have twisted an ankle the way he is almost walking. 13:42 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie, 14-5. You enjoy it, but you don't take a deep breath. A 14-5 lead is not huge. Dixie with one more game left on the year, and that's next week against Ricks College. Ricks playing College of Eastern Utah this afternoon in Price. If by chance CEU can come up with a victory against Ricks, if CEU can come up with a victory, and if Dixie continues to lead here, then Dixie would have a shot at a share of the conference title next week. That's a slender hope. Wide receivers on each side. First down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Here comes Snow on the pressure. The pass down the sidelines. Complete sliding catch by Michon Johnson coming out of the backfield. First down. at the Dixie College 48-yard line. Reeves threw the pass just slightly short, but Mashawn Johnson sliding at the 48-yard line. Makes it first down and 10 at the Dixie 48. Todd Reeves, heady quarterback, like having an extra coach on the field sometimes. His father is a professional coach, so that makes a difference also. He's grown up around football. Two receivers to the left, Lacey and Lamoureux. Once again, the I formation, Fowler and Johnson doing the running. In motion, Lacey left to right. On count by Reeves, handoff goes to Johnson. Johnson gets a quick 4 yards down to the snow 48-yard line. Mashawn Johnson, I think it's second down and six, and put it at the snow 48. 12:48 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie with the clock in their favor, but we have a long time to go as we're barely into the second half of action. Long first quarter produced most of the scoring. All but two of the points put on the board by the two teams scored in the first quarter. The two touchdowns by Dixie and the field goal by Snow. Handoff goes to Mashawn Johnson. Johnson getting close to the first down. Gets inside the 45, down near the 43-yard line. Needs to get to the 42. There on the tackle is Cormier again. Cormier on the tackle for Snow College. About a yard short. Put it at the Snow 43-yard line. Third down and a yard to go. And Dixie grinding out the yardage. 12:01 left in the third quarter of play. Third and a yard, and Dixie with the football and a 14-5 lead in motion. Darryl Lacey, Todd Reeves, do you give it to Fowler? Yes, you do. Fowler pushing people with him, has the first down at the 40-yard line, maybe at the 39. Huge, huge stack being moved, like the mountain being moved to Muhammad. Fowler took it on his back and moved down to the 40-yard line, 3-yard gain. First down and 10 at the Snow 40-yard line with 11:36 left in the third quarter. Two receivers right, both to the short side of the field. Long count by Todd Reeves at the line of scrimmage. Draw play goes to Mashawn Johnson. That draw play has only been there once today as Snow has stacked up the middle. Johnson thrown back to near the 45-yard line. They'll mark it at the 44. Right there in the middle of things is Bryce Monson. Monson there, and not to shake hands with Mashawn Johnson, greeted him with a resounding thud. Second down and 14. Put it at the 44-yard line. Loss of 4 yards on the misfiring draw play. Out goes Fove at tight end. In Gordon Raymond. Lamoureux wide to the left. Lacey wide to the right. Split the running backs once again behind Reeves. Second down, 14 yards to go. Fake the handoff, set up the screen play. Reeves over the middle, has it complete to Darryl Lacey, short of first down territory, inside the 35, down near the 33-yard line. Reeves stepped up in front of the pass rush from Snow College and drilled it down to the 33-yard line to Lacey. They have third down, about 3 yards to go, and put it at the Snow 33-yard line. 10:14 left in the third quarter of play, and Dixie grinding out some yardage, becoming a little more conservative. Wide receiver right is Savage, Lacey to the left. Reeves, once again, long count. And off goes to Mashawn Johnson. Johnson will not get the first down. Will get a yard in a cloud of snowball players. Do you go for the field goal at this point? You may have a little bit of a tailwind. Not much of one. In the middle is Cormier. Also in there on the tackle. Cleve Martman again. Put it down at the 32-yard line. Will Dixie go for it? Dixie may go for it. Fourth down, about 2 yards to go, and put it at the Snow 32-yard line. The question is, do you go for it? And Dixie may go for it. You may have to just follow the offensive line and see what takes place. The lineup is going to be muscle against muscle. Fourth down, 2 yards to go. Snow ready for the Dixie offensive line. Reeves, fake the handoff. Reeves trying to turn upfield. Reeves will be spun down before he gets to the line of scrimmage. barely made it back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled there by number 98, Rocky Emery. Emery on the tackle. Dixie gave it a shot. No gain on the play. And so with 9:05 left in the third quarter of play, the gamble, snow held. Will that be enough to generate some enthusiasm for snow before this homecoming crowd in Ephraim? They get first down and 10 and put it at the 32-yard line. First chance on offense for Snow College. In motion, Osberg left to right, split the running backs, way behind. Hand off to Nicholson, doesn't get there. Fumble on a play, Dixie recovers. The handoff never got there, and Doug Sandobri got the recovery. So Dixie, quickly with the defense, jumps on Snow College. The fumble, and with 8:59 left in the third quarter, one play, the handoff never got there, and Dixie takes over first down and 10, put it at the Snow 31-yard line. 35-3 is the score out of Provo. BYU leading UTEP at Texas El Paso. That's starting to lengthen things out. First down and 10 at the 31-yard line. Reeves, once again on offense, back to pass, fakes the handoff, then throws over the middle, has it incomplete, intended for Lamoureux. It was right there. A hand from Cornell Holloway. Batted the football down. Otherwise, Lamoureux has it first and goal. Trying to thread the needle, Holloway made the saving play. Incomplete pass. Make it second down and 10. Lamoureux was right there. Holloway reached in with the right hand and spiked it away from Lamoureux, so he couldn't hang on to it. 8:54 left in the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, second down and 10. Dixie trying to go against the tough snow defense. Reeves, long count at the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes to Michon Johnson. Johnson into the middle of that line, gets inside the 28, but not much inside, so at least a 3-yard gain, but maybe not much more. Snow stacking up the middle of that line. There on the tackle, leading the way, was Kevin Kilburn. So Johnson on the carry, make it a 3-yard gain, make it third down and 7 coming up at the Snow 28-yard line. 8:27 left in the third quarter. Gordon Raymond, a tight end, replacing Pove. Savage left, Lamoureux right, with the running backs behind the quarterback Reeves. Do you look for the pass? Here comes the blitz. Reeves looks for help. Under pressure, Reeves will be stacked up. No help that time, as here came Snow. There on the tackle was Jeff Argyle, along with James White. White and Argyle coming in and making the tackle. A sack on the play back to the 37-yard line. A loss of 9. Make it fourth down and 16 yards to go. As Reeves back to pass, and suddenly there were snow players all over him. Back to do the punting will be John Capele. Dixie will not go for the field goal. Fourth down, 16 yards to go. The snap to Capele. Capele aiming for that coffin corner. Fair catch called for by Snow College, and it will go into the end zone. So Snow will take it over. First down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So with 7:24 left in the third quarter, Dixie not being able to get the drive put together. First down and 10 for Snow College, and put it at their own 20. 14-5, Dixie with the lead. That was the halftime score. Snow College has shut down Dixie for almost a quarter and a half. For a quarter and a half now, as Dixie scored late in the first quarter. First down and 10 for Snow College. Let's check the quarterbacks. It's back to Servino. Pitato playing much of the second quarter. Servino back at quarterback. Split the running backs. Daniels. And let's check and see if that is Nicholson or not. In motion, Osberg left to right. Servino looking for Jackson. A down and out pattern. Jackson trying to get away. Jackson will be hit for a gain of about 5 yards, but could have broken it. Dixie surrounding Jackson. That little short pass to Jackson is one that Jackson oftentimes breaks. Servino to Jackson, and let's double check. That may be the first time that Jackson has received a pass today. Second down, 5 yards to go, and put it at the Snow 25. It's not the first time that he's been the intended receiver. But that is the second. Well, correction. The first reception of the day for Noble Jackson. The first time the pass has been received by Jackson. The Dixie's defense has been able to shut that one down. Jackson wide to the right. Handoff goes into the middle of that line, and Dixie was there. Tendobri on the tackle, but Steve Cafusi is the man who stopped things up. From behind, Dave White got a hold of the ball carrier, and Daniels could get nowhere. Loss on the play. Put it back to about the 24-yard line. Make it third down and six. With 6:17 left in the third quarter of play, 14-5, Dixie leads. Snow College trying to get something generated. Wide receiver right is Osberg. To the left is Noble Jackson. Nicholson and Daniels, the running backs, behind Servino. Look for the passing situation. Yes. Servino pumps once, pumps twice, deflected, almost intercepted. Dixie got a big hand on it, and it looked like Steve Sutton, the man that got the hand on it, deflected it over the head of the intended receiver and just short of Rick Wilson. Wilson almost came up with the interception. Incomplete pass. Fourth down and six. Put it at the Snow 24-yard line with 5:53 left in the third quarter. Punting situation. Gallegos to do the booting. Back deep. Austin Bush, Austin. Leon, Mike, and Leo. Nope, correction. Leo, Mike, and Leon, top to bottom. The boot into the air and being caught by the wind and then getting a Dixie College bounce short of midfield. It will bounce back to the Snow side of the field and put it at the 47-yard line. So Dixie getting a little better field position this time. We'll take over with 5:44 left in the third quarter of play. First down and 10. And put it just inside the Snow 47-yard line. Dixie, excellent field position. Dixie cheerleaders with a fairly good group of Dixie fans. Good size group. Plus the Dixie College band made the trek. Well, made the bus ride, let's put it that way. First down at 10 at the Snow 47-yard line. Long count by Reeves. Take the handoff to the first man. Second man through is Michon Johnson. And Johnson inside the 45. Down near the 42 has at least 5, maybe 6 yards on the play. Michon Johnson just to the left side of center. Put it just inside the 42. Second down, 5 yards to go. With 5:23 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie taking some time off that clock, but not adding any points to the Dixie side of the scoreboard. Two receivers right in motion. Darrell Lacey right to left. That will open up Holloway. He's moving across with him. Handoff goes to Michon Johnson. Johnson has the first down inside the 40, down at the 35-yard line. Holloway on the tackle. Also coming up for the tackle was Rick Worthen. So Michon Johnson gets the first down, first and 10. Mark it at the Snow 35-yard line. 5 minutes left in the third quarter of play. 14-5, Dixie out in front. In what's proving to be a low-scoring ball game. With the running back behind quarterback Reed. Two receivers, one right, Lamoureux, one left, Lacey. Long count by Reeves again. Handoff goes to Fowler. Fowler takes a little sidestep as he gets to the 35-yard line, angles down to the 33-yard line, and gets angled back by the middle of that Snow defense. Dedek on the tackle. Also in on the tackle is Bryce Monson. Give him 3 yards on the play instead of two. Put it down at the 32-yard line. Second down and 7. Put it at the Snow 32. Lacey to the left. To the right, Savage. And a wing to the right as far as the running back split them. Fake the handoff. Reeves on the keeper, under pressure, throwing the pass. A little swing pass to Michon Johnson. Johnson at the 20. Anthony Savage signaling touchdown. As soon as Johnson got the pass, he could see it. Anthony Savage, when Johnson got the swing pass, Savage put his arms high in the air. He could see the touchdown all the way, and that's what it was. That makes it 20-5 with 3:59 left in the third quarter of play. The touchdown pass to Johnson. The attempt for the point after by Moody. Dixie puts their first score on the board since the first quarter. Third touchdown of the day. Second touchdown pass by Todd Reeves. The snap, the kick by Moody is up. Is it good? And waiting by the official, waiting on the officials. No good, missed. And that's only the second time this year a point after has been missed by a Dixie kicker. 3:59 left in the third quarter, 20-5, Dixie out in front. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
Yeah, right.
Well, why would you want a paper route?
Oh, you know, get up early, ride a bike, pay for two houses.
Two houses?
Yeah, the one we moved into and the one we haven't sold yet.
I see. Wife's occupation?
She's a civil engineer and mows lawns.
ERA Real Estate understands the inconveniences of buying a new house when you haven't sold the old house. That's why ERA offers the Seller Security Plan.
Find out about the Seller Security Plan from ERA Brokers Consolidated in St. George.
20-5, Dixie has taken the lead on the swing pass to Mashawn Johnson, a 32-yard touchdown pass. For Todd Reeves, pass, TD pass number 14 on the year. 3:59 left in the third quarter of play, and Dixie will be kicking off. And now, you can't really breathe easy, but you can afford to do a little more gambling on defense. And that's exactly what Snow does not particularly need from Dixie. There's a little more gambling on defense. Dixie has surrendered just 3 points to the offense today, 2 points to the safety. And Dixie's defense, which has surrendered no more than 21 points at any time this year, has been the stalwart part of the play for the Rebels. But the offense, found again against College of Eastern Utah, has generated 20 points this afternoon, 3 touchdowns. And the passing offense is back in vogue. The kick by Moody will be aimed down towards number 31, Mark Nielsen. Nielsen, big run, gets back to the 35, breaks it at the 35, down at the 40, down near the 42-yard line. Flag on the play on the tackle. As the tackle made by Stuart Johnson, and it may be against Snow College coming up at the 42-yard line. Stuart Johnson in on the tackle. Also in there for Dixie was Rob Morley. And apparently the penalty will be against Snow College and not against Dixie. A clip. That's why Nielsen had the big run back for the 15-yard penalty against Snow. Late flag. But it'll be first and 10. Mark it back to the 27-yard line of Snow College. And Dixie, which, save for 3 penalties, has dominated this football game, is now trying to salt things away. There's plenty of time, though. 3:52, and we're in the third quarter. Wide right is Noble Jackson. Wide to the left is Osberg. Jackson, only 1 reception on the day, but you have to beware. Deep threat, and he can catch the ball short and then take off with it. Fake the handoff. Here comes the pass to Barland, the tight end. Jackson was farther downfield. Daggins on the tackle. Barland never did get the football firmly in hand. Incompleted pass. Daggins hit Barland immediately. They get second down and 10 at the Snow 27. Jackson right in line with Barland, right 10 yards farther upfield, and was open. 3:47. Left in the third quarter, second down, 10 yards to go. Barland, the tight end, could not hang on to the pass. So with that incompleted pass, put Tsushima on the right side. Daniel shifts to the right side, and Tsushima goes in motion right to left. Back to pass, Cervino. Cervino under pressure from Sandobre. The pass intercepted by Wildman. Wildman hiding behind the offensive line of Snow College. The pass was thrown as Sandobre put the pressure on. Wildman just suddenly popped out from behind the Snow offensive line and grabbed the pass. So Cervino may be seeing the last of his action today. 3:41 left in the third quarter. Wildman with his pass interception make it first down and 10 for Dixie and put it at the Snow 21-yard line. 20-5, and Dixie with a chance to break things open. As Dixie's defense, stalwart all year, getting tougher, if anything. High formation on the running back so far. The official talking to Todd Reeves briefly. Bill Smales over that center position. 2 receivers to the right. Handoff goes to Rick Fowler. leans in across the 20 down to the 19-yard line. Looked like he wanted to go right, and it didn't develop. The hole opened up to the left. Two-yard gain by Rick Fowler. Fowler does not look to be close to a 100-yard game today. Second down, 8 yards to go. Put it at the Snow 19-yard line. Dixie with a chance to run some time off the clock and pick up another touchdown if they can. Deep in Snow territory, second and 8. Put it at the Snow 19-yard line after the pass interception by Dennis Wildman. Back to pass, rolling to the right. Reeves steps up. Reeves will be thrown for a loss back to the 25-yard line. Two big defenders right there pressuring Reeves as Reeves rolled to the right side. There on the pressure was Jeff Argyle. Argyle, huge defensive lineman, had the biggest obstruction Todd Reeves to see over. Make it third down and 14 yards to go. Put it at the Snow 25-yard line. 2:29 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie, third and 14. Back to pass is Reeves. Snow comes with a rush. Reeves throwing down to intended for Darrell Lacy, thrown short. Lacy, if he could have come up with it, would have been out of bounds. Bronco Mendenhall on the coverage. Incompleted pass. Will Dixie go for the field goal? That's the next question. Fourth down, 14 yards to go at the Snow 25-yard line. Moody will shape up at the 32-yard line. A 42-yard field goal attempt. Fourth and 14. Moody will be kicking from the 32-yard line. Crosswind again. You have to start it wide to the left and hope it drifts over. The snap, the kick. Moody gets it away under pressure, and it will go wide to the left. He started it too low and wide to the left. Once again, a missed field goal. That's four of them today between the two kickers. On a 42-yard field goal attempt, no good. Snow takes over with 2:14 left in the third quarter of play. So Dixie held by the Snow defense. Snow takes over first down and 10 at the Snow 25-yard line. Dixie with a chance to break it open, couldn't capitalize. As the Snow defense goes to the occasion. First down and 10 for the Badgers. Put it at the 25-yard line at Snow College. And Dixie's defense called upon once again. New quarterback. Potato back in at quarterback for Snow. The tall Canadian. Two receivers to the short side, to the left side. Fake the handoff. Potato throwing down the sidelines. Is it complete? Incomplete. Skips into the arms of the receiver. Potato threw it low. And the receiver could not come up with it. That looked to be number 44 for Snow College, John Witkowski. We'll double check. Incompleted pass. Stops the clock. Make it second down and 10 at the Snow 25-yard line. Snow with three victories this year. Dixie with six, if you include the forfeit. Second down and 10 at the Snow 25-yard line. Split the running backs once again. Trey Nicholson has done some damage for Snow against Dixie, but not that much. Hand off to Sean Daniels. Daniels met at the line of scrimmage, and there's a flag on the play. Daniels went farther upfield, flag at the line of scrimmage as Steve Sutton went down. Farther upfield, 5 yards upfield, is it against Dixie? And apparently it's against Dixie, the penalty. The signal from one of the offensive linemen for Snow, Hugh Alexander, signaled it's against Dixie. Potato says yes. Eventually, the football ended up at the 32-yard line. Personal foul against Dixie. So the gain up to the 32-yard line. And apparently both of the penalties against Dixie. Put it at the 47-yard line on that 15-yard penalty. Make it first down and 10 and put it at the Snow 47. So penalties keeping Snow in his football game. And apparently a dead ball personal foul, another 15-yard penalty. So 30 yards in penalties have given Snow a life. Put it. An unsportsmanlike conduct call against Dixie. Make it first down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 38-yard line. So three times in the first half, the football given back to Snow on penalties. And now, Greg Croshaw talking to the officials. Timeout called by Dixie. Greg Croshaw wants to talk to the officials. 2:02 left in the third quarter. 20-5. Dixie out in front. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
A&W Drive-In is moving with the times and bringing you greater food specialties than ever. Delicious A&W root beer is always a favorite to accompany those delicious sandwiches and special orders. But now, you're invited to drop in and experience the delight of the new menu items. A great place to go after the game or for your lunch or dinner. And please remember, the meat is here at A&W.
2:02 left in the third quarter of play at Snow College. The defense keeps Dixie away from the score as the field goal is missed. Snow with back-to-back 15-yard penalties tacked onto a 7-yard gain. Suddenly it's a 37-yard difference from where the original line of scrimmage was. The Dixie coaching staff up in arms along the sidelines talking to the officials. And penalties have kept Snow in the football game with 2:02 left in the third quarter of play. Snow first down and 10 at the Dixie 38-yard line. Dixie with a 20-5 lead over Snow College, and the defense will have to do it again for Dixie. There is enough time for a lot of things to take place, and a lot of things are beginning to, apparently. Snow College definitely not out of this ball game by any stretch of the imagination. Hand off to Nicholson, caught in his own backfield. Gets away, but only back to within a yard of the line of scrimmage. There on the tackle is Doug Sendobri, along with Dennis Wildman. And Sendobri comes up with a determined clenched fist, thrust high into the air, make a second down about 10.5 yards to go. And Nicholson barely getting back within hailing distance of the line of scrimmage. Clock running, 1:30 left in the third quarter of this game. 20-5, Dixie's added a touchdown. Here in the third quarter, wide left is Bob Osberg, wide right, Noble Jackson for Snow College. The handoff goes into the middle to Sean Daniels. Potato handed it off to Daniels, and there's a flag on the play coming from the far side. Clint Harris, Doug Sendobri, and others. Steve Cafuzzi gets a tap on the helmet from Sendobri. And there was a flag after the ball was down, and apparently a clip coming up against Snow College. Now Walt Kreiner is up and hollering at the officials. Put it at the 42-yard line on the loss. The question is, do you take the penalty? Or do you want the loss of down? The clip against Snow College declined. So the penalty is declined. Loss of 4 yards on the play. Make it third down and 14 and put it back at the Dixie 42-yard line. 1:13 left in the third quarter. Snow College, if you look at Leonard Chitty and what he has been able to hit during the year, is within field goal territory. Doug Sendobri now talking to the officials. Maybe the decision will be retracted. We'll wait and see. 1:13 left. Nope, the decision will be retracted. So 15-yard penalty. March it off against Snow College. Suddenly, Sendobri realized you're within field goal territory. Put it back to the 44-yard line. Apparently, the run will stand. So on a 2nd and 10 situation at the Dixie 38, the 4-yard loss will stand, and the 15-yard penalty will be tacked on a dead ball situation and put it back to the Snow 44-yard line. Make it third down. Third down and, let's see, 12, 22, 20, 28 yards to go. Third and 28 yards to go. Two wide receivers, including Jackson. Potato trapped by Fred Sullivan back to the 39-yard line. Sullivan got through. Steve Cafuzzi finished him off. And the Dixie fans are cheering. 28 seconds left. The sack was there. Potato never had a chance. Sullivan and Cafuzzi on the sack. Make it fourth down. Put it back at the Snow 39-yard line. Fourth down and 33 yards to go in a punting situation. Gallego. The pressure. Dixie going after the block. Clint Harris almost made contact. The kick comes down into the hands of Mike Bush, and Bush will be stopped at the 28-yard line of Dixie. That's where the first down would have to be made on a fourth down situation otherwise. So Dixie takes over first and 10. With no time left on the clock at the end of the third quarter, the score 20 for Dixie, 5 for Snow College, back in 30 seconds.
Hey, wouldn't it be great to wake up every morning and find a Ford truck waiting for you? What a way to start the day. Pick out your model right now at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury and join the throng that knows how to get the most out of life. Head for the high country or prospect in the low country. Any place you go is pure delight when you drive a Ford truck. It's the greatest for work or for play. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury has one waiting for you right now. Come and get it. At Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury.
End of the third quarter, BYU leads 42-3 against Texas El Paso. Looks like UTEP will not have the upset today. 15 minutes left in this ball game. Dixie, in many ways, has been in control of this ball game, except for some key penalties. It would be a definite dominance. Snow College working hard on the defense to keep Dixie in control. Dixie takes over first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 29-yard line is where it's placed down. First and 10 for Dixie. In motion, Darrell Lacey, right to left. Long count by Todd Reeves at the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes to Rick Fowler. Tried to turn outside. Fowler will not be able to turn outside. Loss of a couple of yards on the play. And the man who did that, who clogged the middle, was Cleve Martman, the linebacker from Kamloops, British Columbia. Another one. They got a lot of linebackers out of Kamloops, beginning with the Lobbas. Loss of about a half yard on the play. Make it second down on a long 10. Put it just inside the Dixie 29-yard line. Looked like Fowler was thrown for a bigger loss than that. The Dixie may have received a break. Wide right is Savage. Wide left is Darrell Lacey. Johnson and Fowler. Timeout called by Dixie. Todd Reeves looked at that defense. 14-19 left in the ball game. 20-5, Dixie out in front. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
Add a new Whirlpool appliance to your holiday gift list the easy way during the Whirlpool Big Event at Sunset Appliance and TV Center, 910 Sunset Boulevard in St. George. Right now, you can buy any Whirlpool appliance in stock with no money down and no payments for 90 days. No finance charge for 90 days either. Get Sunset Appliance and TV Center's Big Event prices on microwaves and all other Whirlpool appliances during the Whirlpool Big Event. But don't delay. The finance offer ends December 15th. Subject to credit approval. Ask Sunset Appliance and TV for details.
14-19 left in the ballgame. Dixie with a 20-5 lead over Snow College. In the process of keeping alive what slender hopes Dixie has for a share of the conference title. And those really ride with what happens with CEU and Ricks College at Price. Ricks looking for a bowl bid. Desperately needs a victory today to get that bowl bid. Dixie would like to come off a win to face Ricks College next week in the final game of the year. Anthony Savage and Darrell Lacey wide to the left. A little mix-up on the initial set. Todd Reeves, the quarterback, fakes a handoff. Back to pass. Throwing to the outside to Mashawn Johnson. Johnson up the sidelines at the 40, at the 45, at the 50, and is leveled at the 49-yard line. Was there a fumble on the play? That's the next question. There may have been a fumble and Johnson recovering at the 50. Johnson low bridged at the 49-yard line, knocked back to the 50. So Dixie on that swing pass to Johnson, who already has one touchdown pass reception to his credit, gets it up to the 50-yard line, 21-yarder.
First down and 10. At the 50, right at midfield in Dixie. With 14 minutes left in the ball game. And the football in control right now. Two receivers to the short side. The near side of the field as Dixie's pushing to the south. Reeves, handoff goes to Rick Fowler. Fowler gets on a hard-earned yard, maybe two at the best. Brought down there by Brian Wise. Wise at the tackle. Made a yard and a half just inside the 49, but not much. Make it second down and a short nine at the Snow 49-yard line. 13-27, less than a ball game. Dixie 20, Snow College 5. Dixie's offense, definitely back. High formation on the running backs. In motion, Darrell Lacy. Lacy right to left. Reeves long count at the line of scrimmage. Back to pass. Here comes the pressure from Snow. The screen pass set up to Rick Fowler. Fowler looks for a block. Doesn't have it. Slips. Goes down. Will be thrown for a loss. Back to the Dixie side of the field. Back at least to the 48, possibly to the 47-yard line. The draw play, the screen pass, has been blocked up and has been stopped up by Snow's defense. Good penetration. Snow saw that one coming. Pass completion to Fowler takes a clear back to the Dixie 47, so a loss of four on the play. Make it third down and 13 coming up. 12:30, left in the ball game. Snow College desperately needs the football. The offense for Snow has yet to put a touchdown on the board. Put the running backs behind Reeves. Receivers on each side. Back to pass. Third and long yardage. Over the middle. Intended for Gordon Raymond. Thrown behind. And Raymond couldn't hang on to it. Raymond was right at the first down territory. Incomplete pass. There on the coverage was Cleve Markman. Incomplete. Make it fourth down. 13 yards to go. At the Dixie 47. Punting situation, Capele to do the kicking. 12-18 left in the ball game. 20-5. Dixie out in front, back deep to receive. Two Snow receivers. The boot by Capele angled away from the Snow receivers and out of bounds. Snow has just had their track redone. And the official says it scooted out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So the punt will give Snow first and 10 at their own 25. 12-13 left in the ball game. Snow needs to generate some offense if they expect to get back into this ball game. Dixie scored twice in the first quarter, added a touchdown in the third quarter, and that was enough to give a little bit of a cushion to Dixie. But you still have Noble Jackson wide to the left and Osberg wide to the left and Potato ready to pass to someone. Jackson has had but one reception today, and that was for 5 yards. Pitch goes to the running back, Daniel, coming through as Sendobri slows him down. Daniel gets across the line of scrimmage, and Ben is stopped. Sendobri came through and spun Daniels around, and Teddy Newman, along with Dennis Wildman, finished off Daniels. Daniels again up to the 37-yard line from where they began. One official stood at the 25, and they began at the 37, so move it up to the 39. Make it second down and 8 at the Snow 39-yard line. I was looking at the official when downfield when the punt went out of bounds. Another official upfield said the punt went out of bounds farther upfield. Potato over the middle. Has it complete to Noble Jackson. Jackson has the first down into Dixie territory. Steps out of bounds, pushed out of bounds by Leon Austin and by Darren Lambert. Jackson was hit hard by Dixie across midfield, almost to the Dixie 45-yard line. So Potato hit Jackson down the sidelines, but Jackson may have had the wind knocked out of him. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 45. Jackson is up. Jackson, by far and away, the leading receiver in the conference this year. 11-22 left in the ballgame. Snow, first down and 10 in Dixie territory. Wide right is Osberg. New man in. Looks to be Gallegos on the left side.
Daniels in front of Trey Nicholson. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Pitato having plenty of time. Pitato over the middle. Has it knocked away by Wilson. Intended for Osberg. Osberg was there. Wilson got a hand on it. Wilson knocked it up into the air, and Osberg still had a shot at it. And it's a case of dodging bullets that time. Second down. 10 yards to go. And put it at the Dixie 45. Stops the clock with 11:15 left. Second down, 10 for Snow College. Nicholson goes to the sidelines. Jackson, after the wind being knocked out of him, back in there. And a tailback is John Witkowski. Witkowski spent some time as a linebacker and defensive back earlier. Now is on the offense. Goes into a slot position. Oh, just split the running back. Daniels and Witkowski. Pitato fake the handoff, looking to Jackson, throwing the swing pass to Witkowski. Witkowski has the first down inside the 35, down near the 30-yard line. And suddenly Snow College picking up some yardage. Mark it down at the 29. So Witkowski getting the swing pass out of the backfield gets the first down. First down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 29. And Snow College making a move on Dixie with 11:06 left in the ball game. This game by far and away not locked up for Dixie. First and 10 at the Dixie 29, and Snow College threatening again, looking for their first touchdown of the day. Eric Pitato not getting much pressure, having a little time. Now Snow looks at that defense. Pitato wants a timeout, doesn't like what he sees. 10:47 left in the ballgame. 20-5 Dixie out in front. Let's take a 30-second break and be back.
This is KDXU St. George.
Need new tires for your truck or car? See Charlie Randall at Randall Distributing, 791 North Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park. Charlie carries a good line of tires, Remington, Falls, Toyo, and Charlie knows trucks. He does general trucking throughout Utah, Nevada, Idaho, and California. For car and truck tires, or to have your goods transported by truck, see Randall Distributing in the Industrial Park. Call 673-6175. Open Saturdays.
10:47 left in the ballgame, 20-5. Dixie out in front of Snow. Dennis Wildman back in. Leo Austin goes back.